The Food Safety Authority has published new diet guidelines for the over 65s. It's recommending a protein-rich diet, a reduction in salt, and a vitamin D supplement. It also says people should not drink tea with their meals. To find out why, we can talk to Dr. Mary Flynn, who's a chief specialist in public health nutrition with the Food Safety Authority. Dr. Flynn, first of all, maybe that advice in relation to tea, where does that come from?
Well, tea, strong tea in particular, interferes with the absorption of nutrients such as iron and zinc, which are key for keeping us not only physically at our best, but also cognitively. So it's better to have tea separate from your meals so that you're not eating it with the foods, mainly the protein-rich foods that you'd eat at dinner time or at your lighter meal lunch. Mm-hmm. You know, keep tea to between meals.
Yeah.
But the good news in this report is that we're living much longer now in Ireland, and the over 65s today are much healthier, fitter and active than they were 30 years ago. So in case people out there are thinking, why are you saying over 65 is old? Because actual age doesn't really define us as older adults. Some 75-year-olds are fitter and healthier than adults in their 50s, but age does bring frailty and a lower capacity for physical activity, mm-hmm. and many issues that make food and nutrition really key to optimizing physical health and cognitive function and stave off the effects of aging, such as frailty, and help people live life to the full.
Various suggestions. Plenty of fluids.
Yes. Some people are actually on diuretics and tend to cut back on fluids. And that has an impact on how well you feel, but also how nutrients like fibre would work. So women should take at least 1.6 litres as drinks and men about 2 litres. And they should not cut back if they're on medications such as diuretics.
Mm-hmm. And that can include tea, can it? That those fluids.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you do. You advise against particularly crash diets. Not a good idea for older age group people. No?
Absolutely. Because the problem is, as we get older, one of the biggest effects of aging is it changes body composition. So our bodies become more full of fat tissue, even if our weight stays the same. And we lose lean muscle mass. We call it sarcopenia when it can actually get to a more severe effect, and that's frailty. And we know from many studies that intervening early can stave off frailty. And the key to that is diet, good quality protein, but also exercise. So even if you haven't much capacity, being as active as you can and having protein foods like meat, chicken, fish, dairy foods, eggs, having them at least twice a day, and that if you exercise as well, it sensitizes the muscles and helps us build more muscle tissue as we get older.
Well, it's very interesting advice, and we appreciate you talking to us. That was Dr. Mary Flynn from the Food Safety Authority.